Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back. Today's Daf Yomi is Megillah Lamed Beis, the last and final Daf of our Masechta. Says the Gemara right on top, Tanu Rabban, we're back to Kriyas HaTorah. So, how does one go about making his bracha at his Aliyah? Priseach, he approaches the Torah, he unrolls it, opens it up, V'roya, takes a look at the section of his Aliyah. This way his bracha will be applied to that chelik of the Torah. Goylelu Mavarach, then he rolls it back, he closes it up again, Umavarach makes his bracha, V'choyzer, Priseach, V'koyra, reopens the Torah, and proceeds with his Aliyah. Divir Rabbi Meir, that's Rabbi Meir's opinion. Rabbi Doimer, he says it's not necessary to reclose the Sefer Torah. Pesach v'roya, opens it up, takes a look. Umevarech, makes his bracha v'kur, and goes straight to Kriyas HaTorah. My time of the Rabbi Meir, why does Rabbi Meir insist on closing up the Sefer Torah during the recital of that bracha? Kedula, for the same concern of Ula. Damar Ula, Ula tells us a similar halach. Ipnei ma amro, why do Chachamim tell us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the one that's reading the Torah, lo yisayeh lemeturgamon, is to have a meturgamon who would translate the words of the Torah to the community, to the tzibur? Don't help him out. The one that's reading the Torah should not be of any assistance to the meturgamon. Why? Kadesha lo yomru, to avoid any impression that the targum is kasa b'Torah. People might think, look, he's reading Aramaic out of the Torah. And that's how you meant to write a Torah, with the Targum in it. So to avoid that mistaken impression, the one that's actually reading should not be helping the Meturgamon. Hachanami here as well says, Rav Meir, when it comes to the bracha, don't read in front of an open Sefer Torah. Kadesha lo yomru bracha is ksuvim b'Torah. People shouldn't think that the brachas are being read out of the Torah. You meant to write brachas in your Torah. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda responds by pointing out to a distinction. Targum ikal mitte. You know, there's room to think that Targum is meant to be in the Torah. That's part of the Torah. So avoid that impression. Don't be reading and interpreting at the same time. But bracha is like a mitte. There's no concern of confusion by brachas. Nobody's going to think that the brachas are in the Torah. Amar Abzer, Amar Rav. Masna, halacha, the conclusion is as follows. We follow Rabbi Yehuda, Peseach v'roi, you open it up, take a look, umevarach v'kira, make the bracha and read right along. There's no concern, there's no need to close the Torah. V'lei malach Rabbi Yehuda, why can't you just say simply, we follow Rabbi Yehuda without going into detail? Mishum da'afchilu, because some had a different version, they reversed the names. They applied Rabbi Yehuda to Rabbi Meir's shita, and vice versa. To keep things clear, he actually spells out the details of Rabbi Yehuda's shita, open it up, make your bracha, and don't worry. Om Rab Zera of Rab Masna, another halacha, halucha is v'abimois, ein b'hem mishum kedusha. So what are the luchas, what are the bimois? Rashi says, luchas, lo yadati ma'hen, not sure what they are. He brings another pshat, perhaps these are the svarim that we have today, that are pages instead of scrolls. Other mafarshim learn, luchas, perhaps some sort of lecterns, stenders, stands, upon which the speaker would put the sefer. The bima, Rashi says, is the platform, the stage upon which the king would stand when he read the Torah during the hakel ceremony. In either case, these things don't have proper kedusha. They're not tashmisha kedusha because they're only used randomly. They're not kavua to support sfarim. They don't have the same kedusha as Tashmisha Kedusha. Continues the Gemara. Amar Shvatya, Amar B'yechon. He's quoting B'yechon as follows. Ha'goylo Sefer Torah. When one does Galila, he's rolling tight, he's closing up the Sefer Torah. Tzorech Shiyamidenu ala Tefa. So it should be on two sides of the seam. Basically, when he's going to close the Sefer Torah, he should leave the seam visible between both rolls, both bunches. What's the point in that? So Rashi says, to allow him some stretching room. This way he can close it tightly, because the seam sort of stretches. In addition, some of Farshim explain, because if he does it too tight and something has to snap, at least it's just going to be the seam that snaps. and not the actual parchment. So it's smart to have the tefer right between both rolls. V'amar shvatya, another halacha. This is going to be a list of five halachis from the same adamar. V'amar shvatya, Rabbi Yechon. Ha'goyl sefer Torah, goylim b'chutz. You should roll it on the outside. V'ein goylim b'fnim, rather than on the inside. Ashumahat goy, when he tightens it, when he closes it, ma'atkim b'fnim, do it on the inside, v'ein ma'atkim b'chutz, as opposed to the outside. The Tosis learns, in the name of Rabbi Chananel, it means like this. Goyle Sefer Torah means that he's going to roll the mitpachas around the Sefer Torah. He used to take some sort of mantle, some sort of material, and wrap the Sefer Torah with it. So when you wrap the Sefer Torah, do it on the outside. So the wrapping should be on the outside of the Sefer Torah. And the mahadik means when he's going to tighten it, when he's going to knot that, tie up that material, do it on the inside. Inside meaning the direction where he's going to open the Sefer Torah. When you unroll it, you see that the ksav, that's the inside of the Sefer Torah. So the back of the Sefer Torah is called Bechutz, and the front is called Mibifnim. So roll the material around the outside. I mean, Mahadik, put the knot on the inside. Why? Otherwise, says Tosis, next time you're going to want to read the Torah, in order to unknot, to untie that knot, if the knot is on the outside, you're going to have to place the Sefer Torah on its front, right, and reach the knot in the back to untie, and then turn it back over. And that's not covered to have the Sefer Torah being hoifechir on the ksav, to have it overturned on its face. That's a Tosis pshat in the Gemara. So be goyle the material on the outside and tie it on the inside on the front. V'amar shvati or b'yichin asora shekara b'torah. You have 10 people, a minion, doing kriyas haTorah. Who gets the glila? Hagadol shebehem goydol sefer Torah, the greatest one amongst them, the most important member of this minyan, he will be goydol sefer Torah. Now, the Nefarshim point out that the word goydol in the lashon of Chazal isn't what we call glila today. The boy that rolls up that closes up the sefer Torah. Goydol actually referred to both hagba, picking it up and displaying the sefer Torah, which is a very very important event. In fact, the Rambam Chumash says it's loosely based on a pasuk. Oror Asher Lo Yakum Es Dibrei Torah Zois. Look at the Rambam Chumash; he says that's a makor for Hagba. Asher Lo Yakum. It's establishing. It's testifying. It's testimony to the supreme authority of Torah. It's establishing Torah as our supreme authority. Look, take a look. This is the Torah that we live from, that we abide by. That's a very important event. So he lifts it, he does the hagba, and he also does the glili, he rolls it up. And that's the gadol shebehem, the greatest one is meant to be involved in this. And the Farshim said, today we're not so noyig to pick the most important person for the hagba. In any case, so that's the gadol does the goyil, and hagoyil loynetos harkulam. And this fellow who does the glila, right, again, the hagba and the glila go together, he gets harkulam, he gets everybody's reward, of all 10 people. Why? To Amar Shimon Levi, Asor Shikor B'Torah, you have 10 people reading the Torah. Hagoyel Sefer Torah, Kibbutz Schar Kulon, he gets all the Schar. Schar Kulon, Sakataita, why would he get all the Schar? Why is he deserving everyone's Schar? El Emo modified as follows. Kibbutz Schar Kineget Kulon, his Schar is as great, is as equal as everybody else. And again, the point is because he is establishing the authority of Torah. Take a look, this is what it's about. He raises it high up. Everybody takes a look at the letters. They connect to the Kedushas HaTorah. The Mefarshim and the Shlomo point out that when we take a look, he meant to take a look at the Oishis HaTorah during the Hagba. That's when we get the Eir of the Torah. So he's taking everybody through this experience, which is the highlight of Kriyas HaTorah in the Shul. V'amar Shvati Amar B'yechon Minayin Shemeshtamshim B'vaskel. Let's say a person has a suffix, is experiencing an uncertainty about future plans. Do this or don't do that. Go here or not. How do we know that we can make use of a baskel? He hears some sort of voice in response to his uncertainty. You can rely on it. And Rashi says, don't worry about it being considered nichush, something inappropriate, magic or whatever. No. You can follow the baskel. Shenemar, we have a pasuk. V'oznecha tishmana, Davar Macharecha Leimar. And the pasuk continues, Zeh Aderech Lechuboy. You'll hear a voice. Suddenly a voice coming out of nowhere. Go this way. You can listen to it. It's coming from Hashem. It's a message from above. You know, there's a story I once read about Reb Leibel Eger, the grandson of Rebbe Eger. So during, they were escaping during wartime, and he was with a few other Yidden in a wagon. They didn't have a GPS, so they didn't know which way to go, which way was safe, which way was not. And he told them, don't worry, when you get to a crossroads, just stop for a second, and I'll direct you. Every time they got to a crossroads, to Parshas Derachim, he had a staff, a stick with him, a cane, he would put his head down, deep in thought, right. They went to right. Next time, to the left. And that way he took them to safety. So a person doesn't know which way to go, rely on the message, a message from Hashem, a baskel, and you can follow. V'hanimili, that's only provided that it's some unusual voice, which indicates that it's a heavenly voice. For instance, the Shama Kol Gavr B'Masa. He's in a city, middle of the workday, everybody's out in the field, and he hears Kol Gavr, the sound of a voice of a male, which is unusual at that time of the day. Apparently it's coming from upstairs. The Kol Itis Abedabra, or he's out in the field, a woman's not found in the field, generally, and he hears a woman's voice coming from somewhere in the field. V'hu Damar Hein Hein, provided it repeats itself. Yes, yes, do that. Udamar Lav Lav, or no, no. So it repeats itself for emphasis, and it's an expression of authority, and therefore follow it. For Amar Shvat Yom Rabbi Yechanan, Kol HaKoyre B'Lenim. The person reads Torah without the what they call the trup, without the sounds, without the tune. V'Shoyne B'Lezimra, or he learns Mishnayis without the tune that's meant to accompany Mishnayis. Which tune is that? We're not sure. Tosfos brings, is here on the left. They had a special tune. They would sing. I don't know if it was a special tune, but they used to sing as they were learning Mishnayis. Because it was done by heart. And by doing it with a song, it was easier to remember, to recall the Mishnayis. You just follow the tune. You know, the Shlo writes that he noticed, he saw in an old Mishnayis that there were these notes, musical notes, along the words. So they had a special tune which they learned with. So if a person's not careful, he doesn't sing while he's learning, he just learns in a monotonous monotone voice without any geschmack, without any song. All of a kasav aimer. They're not enjoying their learning. They're not going to have from it. Why are you blaming this person? He's not musical. He does not know how to sing while he's learning. You're faulting him. He can't live with the Torah. They're not going to benefit from the Torah. Ella, rather, the pshat in the pasuk is differently. You have two talmidim residing in the same city. They're not nice to each other. If you're threatened, there's a competition. They're not easygoing with each other, not pleasant with each other. Matters of halacha, so it's loy toivim. They're not nice to each other. The pasuk is applied to this case. They're not making use of the Torah properly. That's not the way you learn. You're supposed to join forces, enjoy each other's company. Don't feel threatened. Just the opposite. Torah is meant to create that camaraderie between you, and then you really benefit and enjoy the Torah. So we have five lessons from the same on the Amar Shvatia, Amar Biechanan. Continues the Gemara. Amar Parnach, Amar Biechanan. Kala'ich is Sefer Torah Orem. A person touches the actual parchment without anything separating. He touches it directly, which is inappropriate. Some learn that's dafka when he didn't wash his hands. Some say it applies dafka to Torah, not to the Miksuvim. Some actually learn that it only applies during the time of Kriyas HaTorah. So in any case, if a person is guilty of that offense, he's not careful regarding touching the Torah directly. Nikbar Orem, he will be buried without clothing as well. Midah k'neged midah. Orem sakadayetach, I mean to that extent, and the Mefarshim explain, that's not really a common occurrence that a person would be buried in such a case. It only occurs, chas v'sham, if he was robbed on the road, and buried like that. Well, it's an unusual, uncommon occurrence. That's a really a great einish, and this person is really deserving of such a severe einish. Aram sakatai toch elaima, rather modify like this. He meant nikbar aram b'lei mitzvahs. He'll be buried without mitzvahs. He loses all his schar mitzvahs. Like mitzvah sakatai toch, he has no mitzvahs just because he did this thing. Elam abayi, what he meant is like this: nikbar aram b'lei osam mitzvah. He's missing that mitzvah, which means that he doesn't get mitzvah of reading the Torah if he did it in a disrespectful way. So he loses that mitzvah. On Rabbi Yanai, Breder Rabbi Yanai Saba, Rabbi Yanai, the son of Rabbi Yanai the elder, Mishmeid Rabbi Yanai Rabba, he said in the name of the great Rabbi Yanai, on the topic of the Mechabe, the Sefer Torah, he said, Mutov Tigolam et Pachas, you should rather roll the mantle, the material around the Sefer Torah, so have the Sefer Torah in place and roll the material around it, rather than Va'al Yigol Sefer Torah, then rolling the Sefer Torah around the material, which is inappropriate for the Sefer Torah. The same thing the Mefarshim say regarding tefillin. When you put away the tefillin, you hold the tefillin and roll the Ritzua around the tefillin, rather than hold the Ritzua and roll the tefillin around the Ritzua, which is disrespectful. Okay, concludes the Gemara. The theme of the sugi was Kriyas HaTorah on the Mayadim. I'm meant to reflect the theme of that occasion of that Yomtiv. We learn it from the pasuk Vayidaber Moshe es Miyad Hashem al Bnei Yisrael Mitzvasam. It's appropriate to go ahead and read something which reflects the theme of the day. Shiyukern Oysan Kol Echad Echad Bizmanoim. So you're meant to read every parsha in its appropriate time in a true reflection of that Yomtiv. Tanur Rabbon. What else did Moshe Rabbeinu establish for Klal Yisrael? Moshe Tikkun Yisrael, aside from Kriyas HaTorah on the day, get involved, get into the inyan of the day. They should get involved and discuss and ask and learn the inyanim, the dinim, concepts of that particular Yom Tov. Hilchos Pesach should be learned by Pesach, actually 30 days before as well. We find this many times. Shloshim Yom Kodem HaPesach. Hilchos Atzeres Ba'atzeres. And the halachas of Sukkot should be learned on Sukkot. That's why you get the true kedusha of that day and become familiar, you become knowledgeable with the halachas and inyanim of that Yom Tov. Masha asks Akasha, what about Shanim Kippur? So he says, what's the theme of the day there? Tshuva, that applies all throughout the year. That's why it's not on this list. It's not unique to Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. You should be doing that all year round. In fact, they bring from, I think, the Vilna Gaon, that's why there's no Shechiyonu on the Tshuva of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, because there's nothing new, there's no Chiddush here. Tshuva is an all-year-round occupation. Hadron Alach Pnei Yair V'Slikala Maseches Megillah. Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov. It was a pleasure learning together. Beis Hashem, we should be zeicha to learn many, many more Masechtas together. V'Simcha V'Atzlocha with Machas with Gesund. Ad gis gil tzedek, bim hir v'yemeinu amin. Yayiro 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 I know you will know what is the choice after you know. He will know what you know. Oh, he's the guy that know. You will know what is the choice after you know. He will know what you know. Now you've been